Okay, ladies, we are now recording. Can somebody just say something to let me know that you guys can hear me?
Hello.
Okay, perfect. Perfect. So this afternoon, I'm going to get into the four-step process that that I share with my clients in helping them getting started with their coaching practice. I do want to say that there is no real set fee in this industry. You really have to go by how you feel and the content you're bringing to the marketplace. So there is, even through the IPAC, through the coaching industry, the umbrella that's over the life coaches, there is no set fee. So that's why I wanted to do this class, because I get this question all the time. How much should I charge? You know, I'm just starting out. I don't know where to start pricing myself. And so I wanted to share this information so you guys can start getting paid for who you are. If you are in this, on this call or listening to this recording, I can almost bet that you are already unofficially coaching. You just haven't either labeled yourself as a coach, but you are the go-to girl in your group. Everybody always comes to you for help and advice and to get your input on their tough life situations, and that's an amazing position to be put in. It's amazing. I don't take it lightly, and I do not take it for granted how people come to me and trust me with their life. And so I know that you ladies and gents, if you're on the phone as well, feel the same way, because it's a pretty big deal when people trust you and your voice and your opinion and your way of viewing things. So to get started, I just want to share with you, when I first started coaching, I'm going to tell you my pricing structure, how it was when I very first started coaching directly after I came out of my training. And I went through Valerie Burton's training called It's the CAP Institute, Coaching and Applied Psychology. And I went through that training, I believe it was in 2010. And when I first started coaching, I knew that I was the go-to girl. I've been the go-to girl since I was in middle school, literally. And so I knew that people were coming to me to help them in their life situations, and coming to me when they really wanted to hear the truth about their situation. And so because I was new into the industry, I felt like people weren't going to pay me, let's say, $100 an hour or $200 an hour to talk to them. That's how I felt. That was not necessarily the truth, but it was how I felt. And so, and I'll get into that in a couple minutes. So as a consequence of me feeling like people weren't going to pay me that dollar amount, I started with what I was comfortable with. And I started coaching. I started doing packages. And when I say packages, I mean I would do a group of coaching sessions, and I would price all of those coaching sessions together. And when I first started, it was $150 for four sessions. And if you break that down, that comes down to $37.50 per session that I was doing. And that was for 60 minutes. So when I first started, people were working with me four times a month at $37.50 per hour. I felt comfortable with that. I did know that there were other coaches that were charging way more than I was, but that's what I felt comfortable with in the beginning. And that was okay. You know, when you think about the average person, most people are not even making over $30 an hour in their chosen field. So it's not to say that $37.50 per hour was necessarily a bad thing or a negative thing. It's just not the industry norm in coaching. So I want you to take that into consideration when you think about pricing yourself. And if that $150 for four sessions per month sounds good to you and feels good to you, that's not a bad place to start. I do recommend that as a brand new coach that you at least, at the very least, charge $50 per session. At the very least, depending on the content that you're gonna that you share with your clients. And so, like I said, I started out with four sessions at $150, and now it took me 2 years actually to feel comfortable in raising my prices. Now, when I raised my prices, I did have a few of my clients that I allowed them to keep that price at $150 for the four sessions. There was only a few. And the reason why, it took me 2 years. And then in those 2 years, within 2 years, I raised my fee to $97 per session, which is 60 minutes long, because I felt comfortable. I was helping people change their lives. My confidence was being built. And I felt good about that. And I'm at that point now at $97 per session for confidence coaching and for people that want to discover their purpose. $97 feels good to me even still at this point in my coaching practice. But it took me 2 years to get to that place. And so you really want to focus on what is it that feels good for you. When you think about pricing yourself. And then I do have another fee, and that is the angel in your business. Now, the angel in your business, I didn't have that when I first started out because I wasn't necessarily, I mean, I was helping people build their business, but it was more so helping them find their purpose when I first started out. I was really people knew me as like a purpose coach. Like everybody came to me who didn't know what they were created to do. And so in the beginning, it was more so of that. And then as I started building my coaching business and people started coming to me more so for business, but people didn't know that I have been in business for years now, for a long, long, long time. I'm in my mid-30s. I've been in business since I was in my early 20s. And so I had that knowledge of building business, but this was way before even MySpace. And then when I closed my store, it was actually Facebook was coming on the scene. Facebook had just started. I had people from Facebook, and then we were switching over, people from MySpace, and then we were switching over into Facebook. And people today really want to see some social proof. So I didn't really have too many people coming to me for business coaching, because like I said, I was in business way before I was on social media, so people didn't know that about myself. And so my angel in your business 90-minute session is now $250 for 90 minutes. And I price it that way because most of my coaches will make that, or most of the people that I work with will make that $250 investment back with less than 30 days. I really help them get their investment back within 30 days, depending on their email list, depending on how many people know their name. You can really get that back really, really quickly. And the value is different, obviously. So when I'm working with someone, helping them build their confidence or helping them discover their purpose, to me, you can number one, you can work that out yourself realistically, but there are people that want to work with coaches to have that other person as a sounding board. As they're going through the process of either being comfortable with finding their purpose or comfortable being confident. And so I price it that way because that really is something that you can do on your own. But like I said, a lot of people want that sounding board. So I'm comfortable working with people, helping them discover their purpose and building their confidence at $97. But the business information that I shared during my business session, the value is doubled, tripled. It's way different, the value that I share when I'm working with someone and helping them find their purpose and build their confidence. And so that is how I've come to my prices currently to date in 2015, how I utilize or the system that I go through for pricing myself Now, for you, the things that I want you, like I said, I think that it is beneficial for when you're starting out, if it feels good to you, to start at least $50 per session. I worked with Tony Gaskins. I don't know if you guys are familiar with him. If you guys are not, just Google him. He'll pop right up. I absolutely love Tony Gaskins. Tony Gaskins actually has two different fees. He has a fee for regular people like myself that are not celebrities, and then he has a celebrity fee. And his celebrity fee is way different than what he charges for regular people that just need some business coaching or coaching, figuring out who they are and positioning themselves in the marketplace. And so when I worked with Tony Gaskins for that, it was $150. Now, if you are a celebrity and you go to Tony Gaskins, he's going to charge you $1,500 for the same exact session that he's going to charge for just, regular people like myself. And so you want to take that into consideration of the people that come to you. I don't know who's on this phone. You could be very well connected and have celebrities that are people that are very prominent in the marketplace or in this world. So you do want to take that into consideration, and I use that as an example because that's how Tony Gaskins has his practice set up. Regular people have a one scaling fee, and then he is now basically known to be a celebrity life coach. And so that's what he shared with me during our coaching session, and I thought that would be valuable to share with you just to put that, take a note that, you could possibly set it up where you have a different fees for different groups of people. If it's just your everyday regular person, you may want to do something different. But if it's somebody that works on CNN and they need some confidence coaching, you may want to consider charging them a little bit different. It really all depends on how you position yourself in the marketplace. And when I say how you position yourself in the marketplace, like what I mean by that is, when I'm positioning myself in the marketplace in helping people discover their purpose and discover and build their confidence, like I said, that's something that you can do. I feel sometimes you can do on your own. There are books out there. There are YouTube videos. There are webinars, conferences, and all of that that people can attend. So I'm positioning myself in the marketplace one way, but when you position yourself in the marketplace, like I said, now I have the angel in your business coaching, I'm giving way different value than I am during the confidence and purpose, the purpose sessions. So think about how you want to position yourself in the marketplace. If you are going to help somebody make money, and that's how you're positioning yourself with, I would suggest you think about the value that you're bringing to them. So if they're paying you, say, $200 for a session, but the content that you're sharing with them, by the time they're done with that session, and in the next few weeks or months, they're going to be able to get that return on their income pretty fast, you want to be comfortable with charging them a $200 per session rate. And so I wrote this down, but I'm not going to talk too much about it. Because I don't do this. I have done it, but I don't do it currently. And that is corporate coaching. Corporate coaches can make, and that's what Valerie Burton, she has a program where she trains coaches on being corporate coaches. Corporate coaches can make upwards to $600 to $700 per hour. And that's when you think about it on the onset, it's like, wow, $600 an hour. Some people bring that home in a week. But when you think about a company that's making millions of dollars per year, $600 per session really is nothing to them. So you have to think about that as well when you are thinking about positioning and packaging and pricing yourself in the marketplace. The other thing that you want to take into consideration is your credentials. and your experience. Like, what kind of credentials do you have? You could be, I know there's a lot of counselors and psychologists that are getting now trained to become life coaches. So if you are now switching over from being a counselor to going over to becoming a life coach, you may want to take that into consideration. And if you have your starting fee that you feel comfortable with now, but you also have projected of where you want to be ultimately, the fee that you want to be per session, you have that number in mind. If you, like I said, if your credentials, if you are a counselor, you may want to already go ahead and start at your projected ending fee on the onset, because I'm sure that, you know, at that point you have a lot of clients that you have already been working with. So it may not be beneficial to switch over to become a life coach from a counselor and go down on your fees, because you've pretty much been working with people and you have a clientele that you can pull from already. The next thing I want you to take into consideration is, who is your target market? You want to think about your target market in positioning and packaging and pricing yourself in the marketplace. Who is it that you want to work with? Is it stay-at-home moms? Is it single moms? Is it dads? Is it business owners? Is it other life coaches? Think about who your target market is in pricing yourself. I know another a life coach who I've helped that works with single mothers. And so she took that into consideration. And not to say that single moms don't make a whole lot of money, but she wanted to just take into consideration, because she was a single mom and she knew the struggle that that was with working a full-time job, raising children, paying for daycare, and being the sole provider. So she took that into consideration when pricing her life coaching practice. So you want to think about, who is your target market? The next thing you want to take into consideration is, how will you deliver your services? How you deliver your services also can play a part into your fee. And so, is it going to be live workshops? Is it going to be via conference calls like we're doing right now? You can also do it through email. I actually hear some background noise, so if somebody, it sounds like the wind or something, if you could just press *6 to mute yourself out, I would greatly appreciate it. You want to think about, you could do it via Skype, you could do it via FaceTime. There's so many different ways to service your clients today in 2015. It's insane. It's just insane. I'm sitting on my bed, okay? I'm sitting on my bed delivering this content to you. So you want to think about how you are going to deliver your content. It could be through video service or video series. Think about how you're going to deliver your content into the marketplace. Excuse me. And then you want to think about raising your fees as you go along. Once you get into this coaching and your price is right for you and for your marketplace, for your chosen target market, eventually you're going to get full. Eventually you're going to have so many clients that are coming to you that you may want to consider at that point raising your fees. As you gain more clients and as your confidence level goes up, you want to think about how you want to raise your fees. And you can also allow, like I said, I allowed some of my clients to stay on with me at that price. Now, I do not have those clients at this point. I no longer have those $150 clients for 4 sessions. I ended that, and they came along with me. And that's the thing, too. Don't be afraid to raise your fees, too, because when you're really helping people change their lives and their lives are really getting changed, they won't mind following you and coming along with you if they're still gaining value from you. And the one last thing that I wanted to share as far as this is concerned before I actually get into the four steps is that eventually your clients will outgrow you. And when I say that, what I mean is you're going to have clients that are coming to you, and there's going to be a season where the content you're sharing no longer serves them, and so they will move on to different coaches, or they may not even be coached at that point. And you have to be okay with that. Don't take it personal. I've had a lot of my clients outgrow me and go on to different coaches. And be totally fine with that, because I did that myself. When I started working with my very first life coach, eventually the content that she was sharing with me, it no longer served me. And so I moved on to different coaches that serve different areas of my life. So you will have some clients that will say, you know, I appreciate all your work and your help, but, you know, I feel that it's time to move on. Be okay with that. Everybody is growing. We're all growing. I'm still growing. Everybody on the line and listening to this recording, everyone is still growing. So never take that personally when people outgrow you or they no longer need the type of service that you are providing for them. And so here are the four steps that that I want you guys to write down and to take into consideration when you start your practice, or when you or if you're in the process now where you're getting ready to raise your fees. So number one is to know your worth and value. Know your worth and value. I know a lot of people, especially us as women, we are nurturers, and we just want to help everybody. But you have to realize when you get to a point, and this is one thing that I realized, when I would be talking on the phone with my friends, now this is before I started charging for my services, and I would just be on the phone with some of my friends, and when it got to the point where I would be talking with them, they would be asking me questions, or I would be asking them questions, and they would be like, wait a minute, hold on a second, Angel, let me go get a pen so I can write down what you're saying. I was like, wait a minute. Who else are you saying this to? Are you getting on the phone with all of your friends and saying, hold on, let me go get a pen so I can write down what you're saying? When that started happening on a regular basis, I had to internalize that and realize, like, wait a minute, they are getting some really valuable information from me. They're writing this stuff down so they can refer back to it. So when you know your value, you have to understand that you got to put a price on that. You have to put a price on that. So number one is knowing your value. You are the go-to girl. Everybody and their mother is coming to you for your insight and for your leadership. So know your value, honor your value, because other people do. And they may not tell you that they would pay you for the information that you're sharing with them, but know that when they're continually calling you and saying, let me go get a pencil so I can write this down, you are valuable. Number two is to actually start charging. Number two is charge people. I want you to write that down in big, bold letters. Charge people. It changes everything. When people put their money where their mouth is, it changes everything. It goes from just a regular conversation that you're having with people, you know, an inspirational conversation. Like people may say to you, oh my goodness, I feel so much better after I talk to you. But they never do anything. And so they could come to you with the same issue over and over and over again, and you could, on the other end, be thinking to yourself, oh, my goodness, girl, just do X, Y, and Z. I told you this the last time. But they're not taking action on it because they're not paying for it. People change when they start putting their money where their mouth is. And I'm going to share something with you that this has personally happened to me. I do coach my friends. So sometimes people say, can you coach your friends, or, you know, can you coach family members? I'm actually going to either do a video or write a blog about that. But I do coach my friends. And so there is a way to set that up, and I'll talk more about that in another time if I do the blog or a video series on that, or video on that, not a series. But I've had friends that I have, you know, just been in a regular conversation with, and I just go mute. Eventually, if I've shared some insight with them and they are still not taking action, I will eventually just let them talk and let them talk and let them talk. And then eventually either I'll change the subject, or they will feel that this conversation is going a little different than what it used to. And they know that I am a coach, and I, you know, will offer them, listen, at this point, it sounds like you need some coaching. You know, I'll share that with them. And then when they start coaching with me, when they pull out their credit card and hit that pay now button, and now we're on the phone and it's a totally different setup, this is what I wanted to share. During that coaching session, I am sharing with them literally the same exact information that I share with them during our friend, the quote-unquote friend time conversation. But because they put their money where their mouth is, they actually did it. So I want you to think about, it's really doing, if you are positioning yourself in the marketplace as a coach and you're not charging people at this point, you are actually doing them a disservice, because they're not going to take action. Now, there is a point, and I did want to mention this as well, that in the beginning, or if this is something that you feel comfortable with, you can coach people and not necessarily exchange money, but you can exchange testimonies. You can exchange if they are, if they do graphic design and you need some graphic design done. There, you can barter with people. That is something that I do recommend, but I don't recommend doing that for a long period of time, because like I said, when people put their money where their mouth is, it changes everything. So number three is, what do you feel comfortable with? What dollar amount feels good to you? And what makes sense for you and your bills? Let's be honest. We've all got bills to pay. Everybody goes into business to make money. So you want to think about what dollar amount is gonna makes sense to you. I don't know if you guys are working a full-time job and you want to switch over and do this full-time. Think about all of your monthly expenses and write your monthly expenses down. And, you know, this is something that comes out of your account, or something that you pay every 30 days. Write, get that number down, and then think about, do you want to double that, triple that, quadruple that? How much do you actually want to make? So write down your monthly bills, and then write down how much money are you going to need to make in order to cover your monthly expenses plus live. And everybody wants to live differently. So there, you know, I don't want to make it concrete to, you know, double your income or quadruple your income. Everyone wants to live differently. There are different comfort levels. Everybody's got different comfort levels. Everybody describes success differently. So you want to think about how you ultimately want to live. I like the fab life, so that's just me. I like being able to do things on a whim and not have to worry about it. So you want to think about, how do you really want to live when you think about pricing your coaching business? And that also ties into the value that you're bringing into the marketplace. And the fourth and final thing is to look around at the other people in your field. So for us, that would be coaches. Look around at the, some coaches don't put their prices on their websites. You know, some people do strategy sessions, and then they will allow you, or then they will tell you what their fee is during their free strategy session. I used to do that as well. I no longer do that, because when I did that, I found that a lot of people just wanted a free coaching session. And I had to stop that because it turned into, I was, you know, doing all these free strategy sessions, but nobody was converting over because I was giving them so much valuable content during that time that I was actually solving their problems right then and there. And like I said, we all go into business to make money. So that's up to you. You can do that. You can do like maybe a 15-minute strategy session. But you want to look around at the other people in your field. And I now put my prices on my website because I want it to be a hit or miss. I want people to look. I want to be able to weed out the people that either can afford my prices or cannot afford my prices. I want them to be able to see right then and there, okay, I can work with her or I cannot work with her. And be okay with that. You know, when people say that they can't afford you right now, that is why you also want to consider doing different coaching coaching styles. You know, a lot of you know that I have different classes on my website. I have classes as little as $15.90. So if someone can't afford $97 or $250 to work with me, I do have something else that I offer, you know, a wider range of people. So you want to look around at the other people in your field and go by that. So just let me briefly go over the four steps, and then I want to share one last thing from you with you. And then I have one question that came in that I'm going to answer. So number one is to know your value in the marketplace. Honor that because other people see your value. That's why they're coming to you. The second thing is to actually charge them. You're doing this to make money. And don't feel bad about it because if you work a regular job 9 to 5, you have no shame going into that job and doing your work and demanding your paycheck at the end of that week or every 2 weeks, however your pay is set up. So don't feel bad about charging people. The third thing is to check with yourself internally. What do you feel comfortable with? I hear somebody's phone going off. You can press *6 to mute yourself out. The fourth thing is to look around in your field and look around in your field and see what the people in your market are charging. And you can go by that. It, you know, just testing the market, you can go by what other people are charging in their life coaching business. The last thing that I wanted to share with you before we get to the class is I don't advise against doing coaching packages. Like I said, I started off with doing four sessions in 1 month. But what I found that did was when I would work with my clients, say week one, that, you know, we would go over their issue, and come week two, they were still not over week one. And so I found that when you set up a package like that, that people will kind of linger on because they say, well, I know I've got next week to handle what I said I was going to do last week. And me personally, I feel that coaching, if you're really coaching people really, really well, that you can handle their situation pretty quickly within that first session. I'm really straight to the point. I ask hard, uncomfortable questions, and as coaches, we have to do that because people are coming to us for results. And so when I first started out, I did let go of 3 people. Now, this was years ago. This was like back in 2011. I let go of people because they weren't doing what they said that they were going to do. And yes, I want to make money in this industry, but I also want people to get results in their life. And so when you see that people are coming to you time and time again and they still haven't done what they said they're going to do, you may want to consider just simply saying this, and this is all I said because I saw that they were just kind of lingering on. And what I said was, I don't feel at this time a coach is what you need. And sometimes people may think they need a coach, but they really need a counselor. And so if someone is dealing with the same issue over and over again, you may want to redirect them to counseling, and maybe they're not ready for coaching. So So if your clients keep coming to you and they're really not over their issue, you may want to lovingly let them go, because ultimately you want testimonies. You want to have people that are doing what they say that they want to do, and they're changing their life with the help of you. So that was the end of that. That's what I wanted to share. And the one question that I did receive is, how did I start marketing myself marketing myself as a life coach? How did I start advertising as a life coach? And it's really, really simple. Today, you know, with social media, if you just put life coach in your bio, get some business cards. If you have life coach on your business cards, change your signature in your email address to life coach. Really start saying that that's who you are and that this is what you do. People are already coming to you, so start owning that and just start saying that you are now a life coach. You know, if you decide to go through training to become a life coach, you know, this field is not regulated. I do advise that people do get some training, and the training could, in my opinion, can go through two forms. Either you work with a life coach and you see how they're coaching, and you model how they are setting up their coaching sessions. You can model it that way, because like I said, I do believe that we're already coaching unofficially. Or if you feel more comfortable with getting the structured training and getting the certificates and becoming certified and all that, that is the route that I took. But like I said, if you guys listen to my free training that I have on my website, I could have started without it. You know, I did learn some things, but I believe that we're already coaching. I'll just leave it at that and allow you guys to make your own decision on how you would like to go about officially becoming a life coach. And then I just started making YouTube videos, and YouTube has been literally my bread and butter. YouTube has been where I have been able to attract most of my clients, because today we are inundated with videos. And so when you can see somebody, it's different from when they are just reading a post or a status that you have posted either on Twitter, on Facebook, or on Instagram. But when people can actually watch you and they can feel your energy through that video, they can determine at that point, do they vibe with you or not? And I found YouTube to be my number one source of attracting clients and getting people to know who Angel Richardson is. So that's how I started marketing myself in this field, in this space. And that was the only question that I had come through. It is now 1:45, and I will make myself available to you guys for the next couple minutes if anybody has any questions or comments or concerns. If not, we will end this call, and the recording will be in your mailbox this week. So does anybody have any questions?
Hi, Angel. This is Shakira.
Yes.
Okay, so I have my website set up, and I have prices already, but I'm not actually getting the clients. I'm wondering, should I lower my price according to now the demographics that I'm dealing with, or do I keep it the same?
Okay, let me ask you this. When you set your prices, what did you take into consideration?
I guess I took into consideration that pretty much everybody was already coming to me for advice, and I was giving it freely. I took into consideration, I guess, that I had an educational background behind it, that I'm a teacher, so I naturally teach anyway.
Right.
And just those things.
Okay. Do you have a newsletter that you send out to your database?
No.
Okay. That may be where the missing link is. Okay, so I'm going to share some extremely valuable information with you guys in this moment. Your email list, if you don't have an email list set up, that is can be the missing link.
Okay.
When we are posting, and you know, like I said, YouTube for me has been where I have attracted people, not necessarily gotten people to comment under my video and say, I want to work with you right now, you know, just from watching my video. But it's about building that relationship with people through a newsletter. So when we are posting on Facebook and on Twitter and on Instagram and all these social media sites, we're literally at that point just kind of like casting out a wide net. And we haven't, we're not directly talking to a group of people. So when you're posting, it's kind of just going out to a whole bunch of people, random people. But when you have a newsletter that you are nurturing a relationship with people and you have identified your target market, that's another thing. When you identify your target market and people know when they come to you, they're going to get X, Y, and Z, that's when you'll start gaining gaining clients. When you are clear on who you work with and you're building that relationship with them through your email newsletter. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. There's a saying in the internet marketing space that says your list is your saying? Your list is where your money is. Building your email list and communicating effectively with those people, that's really where you make the money. You can pull people from these social media sites, but you have to be able to gain their email address, capture their email address from your website, and then market to them specifically within your newsletter. Your newsletter is where you're going to make most of your money. Not so much from just randomly posting on social media sites. Excuse me. Anybody else have any questions or comments before we end? All right, ladies. Well, I appreciate each and every one of you for calling in. Like I said, you will get this recording in your email this coming week. Thank each and every one of you for showing up. It's Saturday. You guys could have been doing absolutely anything else, but you chose to come here and gain this information so you can go out and help people change their lives and start charging people and really turn this into a viable, profitable business for yourself so you guys can ultimately do what God is calling each and every one of you to do. I am available for each and every one of you. I'm just an email away. And thank you guys for showing up, and I'll talk to you guys soon. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
For more information about Angel Richardson and her life-changing products, visit Angel online at www.angelrichardson.com.